This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, January 12th. God's word to you today is, not alone. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9, 10, and 12, and it says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Today, we are going to tackle two very important questions in the life of every believer. Two questions that set you apart, either for destiny fulfillment or for destruction. I pray that as you tackle and resolve these questions in your life, you will fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. Amen. Question 1. Do you have people that can pray for you when you have a problem? Note that the question is not, do you have the phone number for a pastor or a prophet? I am asking if you have godly friends, people that love you and can pray for you. If you do not, then you need to change that today and ensure that you're also this kind of person to another believer. The pastor of a fellowship I attended in the university once shared an experience with us. One of his friends was under serious demonic attack, and so he and other common friends sought God's face on his behalf. While they were praying, God revealed that their friend had been flogging someone that looked like a monster. When the monster tries to attack him, a hand representing God will pull him back into safety with a band around his waist. He would attack the monster repeatedly, but obviously the monster could not do anything because he was protected. However, after a while, the man in question got overconfident and took off the band and tossed it away. Then he went again to attack the monster, and that was the source of his problems, because without God, we are nothing. We have to have godly friends. You cannot do life alone. Question 2. Do you listen to counsel? When your godly friends speak to you, do you actually listen, or do you take off the band and throw it away? 2 Corinthians chapter 25 verses 19 and 20 say, you are saying, I have defeated Edom, and you are very proud of it. But my advice is to stay at home. Why stir up trouble that will only bring disaster on you and the people of Judah? But Amaziah refused to listen, for God was determined to destroy him for turning to the gods of Edom. In other words, if Amaziah had listened to counsel, he would have been saved. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will never get to a place where God will make you deaf to counsel, because that is the path to destruction. I have encountered a few people like this, and one thing they all have in common is their stubbornness. Do not make yourself a candidate for destruction. Prayerfully seek counselors and listen to what they will tell you to do. Then do it. Take counsel. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for God's favorite house. Lead me by your spirit to people in God's family that will stand back to back with me and conquer in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.